Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tabletop Escapades. Last time, we had some acids go through Kata's brain. Mm-hmm. We had a plant that made Therese and Zemnar high. I actually want to talk to you about that plant. We were kind of in the heat of the moment, and so I just kind of gave you descriptions on the fly, but I kind of want to nail down what that plant does for you a little bit more specifically. So when you consume that plant, all diseases or poisons in your body get removed. You also heal for 48 damage.
Hey.
Nice. Or not, sorry. Yeah, you heal for 48 damage, that's right.
I healed you guys already.
I'm not full blast, so.
It's not plus anything, it's just a 48.
Okay.
For 1 hour.
Oh, the die, 4d8.
4d8, yes. 4d8. We had that happen a couple episodes ago,
every
I think.
Time.
Yeah. 4d8.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, 48.
For the next hour, when you get hit, whatever damage you take, you can subtract 15 from that.
Ooh.
Nice. So that's really nice. Excellent.
Only lasts for an hour. However, the downside is that because you're used to it, because you're not used to this food from this very strange place, mm-hmm. Until you consume more of it, you're also kind of basically intoxicated for an hour. So you do have disadvantage on attack rolls and perception checks and dexterity checks, that sort of thing, where like being inebriated would obviously impair you. The same thing would happen here.
And how do we fix that?
Just wait it out. Just an hour.
Yeah, you
drink
can
lots of water.
Eat
you,
some bread.
Yeah, Huber's kind of thinking along the right lines. You can either wait an hour, or you can like try to find some way to get it out of your system.
I think we're about to rest anyway, if I recall.
I'm about to res.
Oh yeah, rest for spell slots. But yeah, we gotta. Huber topped me off.
I sleep.
I sleep.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I do feel like there's a very pressing issue that we have to deal with here.
Nope, pass out.
Okay, yeah, you are high, I guess, so you could just pass out.
Y'all got any snacks?
So Kata's in a very bad spot. Doros, obviously still very weak from everything Tataka did to him. But Doros said, like, as you were trying to res Kata, that he's like, hey, man, he's going to be a waste. Like, don't do this.
Yeah,
And he doesn't quite, I think, fully understand that you're rezzing him. So he will probably have more things to say coming up. But yeah,
no human life is a waste.
What are you doing to his body?
Repairing it.
With what? By what means?
Lingua.
What is Lingua?
We told you already. The one true God.
I have a bad memory.
We told you. Lingua will accept you too.
You should know something. Mm-hmm. There are those amongst my people who disagree, but based on my upbringing, I believe in living through what you can find. In this world, in this plane, Tataka has only reaffirmed this belief with his perverse his perverse ways. What you are doing, it is supernatural. It is unholy. When you bring Kata, this person, back, that isn't even worth it to begin with. He's not even really himself.
For them to come back, they have to be willing. So the choice is his.
He may be willing, but once I have a talk with him, this poor boy might change his mind.
We'll let him decide.
You're kind of a bummer, man. I'm going to sleep.
I'm a survivor.
I'll hang by Pomper's side as he revives Kata.
Yeah, I'm already sleeping, dude.
Doros goes over to, like, whatever remains of the plant. He already consumed some last episode, but he's going to try to eat some more to fortify his strength as best he can.
Yeah, I'll just trance out for
high.
4 hours. Yeah, just like,
After picking up some of the plant and swishing it between his teeth, Doros comes over to Pomper and Villiand And he kind of like keeps his distance because he doesn't like what's going on. But he'll go and he'll sit about, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 feet away. And he'll sit down on the ground. And it's still taking a considerable effort just to kind of sit up straight. And he doesn't say anything for a bit. And he doesn't look over in your direction, but kind of under his breath, he goes, "So what's the plan here, holy boys?"
I'm just like deep in res mode.
Our plan is to stop Tadaka. We sort of go wherever the crystals take us. They took us here to you, perhaps for some reason.
I can't even begin to imagine why the crystals would take you to this place.
Surely you can. You have a relationship with Tataka.
But Tataka has control over these crystals, right? He's leading you around?
It could be presumed so.
There are no crystals here.
I noticed all of these dead death knights. Was that you or Tataka?
That was Tataka.
So he brought his own death knights here and killed them?
No. Those death knights that you call them.
Yes.
Those are my family, my friends, my people. He harbors such hatred of this place that when he gained his power, he found a way to kind of shackle their spirits into those crude, terrible pieces of armor.
Oh no.
He puts them in between the realms, I think, because they show up here for a second, don a new piece of armor, and then he summons them back. He just lets their spirits live on indefinitely.
Therese, while trancing, is still listening. She opens an eye.
I imagine this sounds extra crazy when you're
high.
Yeah.
She goes, "Wait, so if we dress up like Death Knights, they'll take us out of here?
Take us straight to Tataka, it sounds like, Therese.
We could get us a costume party.
Straight to him.
Shh, I'm trying to sleep.
Okay.
Go talk over there.
Perhaps we should speak in more hushed tones. Doros.
Your intoxicated companion is not going to be of much help, so that's true. You seem to be at least clear-headed.
You seem to handle the liquid yourself well.
I've lived off of it my entire life. Villian, in the distance, so you've been hearing thunder overhead this whole time periodically. In the distance, you hear kind of like a loud cry of some large beast. Obviously, you don't know what that beast is.
Cool.
It doesn't sound like it's close. It sounds like it's very much in the distance, but it is something that kind of interrupts your conversation. I can't tell you about Tataka's magic. It is not my way, and I did not give it to him, but I've observed these death knights, my people's souls getting trapped inside of that armor, and I can tell you one thing. He needs a personal memento from each of them. They're wearing some kind of thing that ties them to this world, whether it's a piece of jewelry or something along those lines, some sort of talisman that is unique to them. It allows them to be tied to that armor and I think to move to some other location.
How often does this teleportation occur?
It seems to be at random. Sometimes it will happen very quickly, like he's summoning some sort of small force to invade a place. Other times it's just repairing what seems like damaged soldiers. It happens so periodically.
I see. Doros, he lets you live for a reason.
Well, before you showed up, I wouldn't call that living. He made sure that I was close enough to hear the screams of the people I loved as they were forced into servitude, but so weak that I couldn't do anything to help them.
I see, that is very evil.
What do you know of Tataka?
I've met him once. He appeared as your same race of a creature, but he was tall. 1,000 times taller than you appear before me.
Always overcompensating.
Yes, we suspect it was some sort of illusion.
Do you have any idea of what his ultimate goal is?
It's very complicated to me, but the way he described it is that he wants to make everyone happy.
Everyone happy?
Yes.
What a foolish goal. How does he plan to accomplish this?
He creates other realms in which those people could be happy, as opposed to making each of these people most happy in one realm.
This sounds like my time training him. It lines up too perfectly.
You taught him this.
I didn't teach him this, no, but I am a hard, some would say cruel teacher, and I would give him tasks, challenges that were almost insurmountable. And rather than face them head on, he would find these serpentine ways of trying to outthink them. His biggest curse is that he's too smart for his own good. If only he could stop trying to run away and actually push himself to overcome, this might never have happened. But perhaps I was trying to fit something where it didn't belong in the first place.
Why does he hate you so much? He does actually seem like he wants to make everyone happy, but clearly he does not care for you.
Like I said, he probably thought a lot about this, but before he could think, he just built up so much rage, so much anger toward me, and I suppose rather than explaining it to you, I ask you to come here.
Where?
Come look at my hands.
Okay.
Do you see on top of my right hand here and these marks on my arms?
Of course.
These specific scars. I have many on my body. They're from hunting creatures or fending off those plants that you just encountered. But a few of them are from the occasional times when Tataka lashed out at my punishment. If he failed in any way, even the slightest slip up, I would beat him repeatedly.
Oh.
I would throw him into a den of beasts and watch as they chomped away at him.
Oh.
Is that Kyle or Villian?
This is not Lingua's way.
As you might have surmised, I suppose, you're either strong enough to survive, or at the very least, you can die and save us the hassle. This was a lesson that I imparted to Tataka more thoroughly than anyone else because I treated him like a son, and because of that, I was cruelest to him.
You have made a great error in your parentage. Parenting. You have made a great parenting error.
So tell me... Holy man, put yourself in my fur.
Mm. I understand your phrasing.
If you lived in this land where food and water especially were extremely scarce, and every second of every day you were at threat, what would you do? Sit on the ground and pray? Pretend it was all nice and okay? Spout fake scriptures over and over again? I did what I had to do, and you can judge me, someone from some other place, but I did what I thought was right.
The Gua will only judge you for your future actions. It's not too late.
Lingua doesn't even exist. This is much like Tataka, something you tell yourself to feel better.
Well, Tataka is very powerful, and so is Lingua. The power comes from somewhere, of course. It is right in front of your face.
Tataka is still... Tataka is still causing rampage, is he not?
He is.
What, your powerful god, you say, is just as powerful as Tataka?
More so, even.
What has he done? What has he done?
Okay, for one, created life. Okay.
He created Lingua.
Yes.
Lingua created all life.
Yes, of course.
Then why would your great, powerful, benevolent god put us in a hellhole like this?
It is my responsibility upon occasion to share Lingua with other cultures such as yours who have not yet been exposed to it. And that's sort of part of just moving forward as a race, as humanity, and much more than humanity. What is your race? What do you call yourself? I am human. You are?
Tiger Man.
We really don't put much of a label on classification out here. There are some who call us, I have to look up the name, I'm worried that I'm going to mispronounce it.
Bobcats.
I think it's Rakhasha.
What are the Elder Scrolls ones called?
Yeah, that's it. It's
Khajiit?
Khajiit.
Is that the cat ones or the lizard ones?
I think it's cat. Argonia.
Argonia is the lizard, yeah.
Khajiit? Yes. No, it's Rakshasa. There are some that call us that. Tataka, he was big in labeling every little thing, but that's not how I viewed the world. It was either something that could help me or something that needed to die.
There's so much more than that. There are things that you need to help.
Do you understand how you sound right now?
No.
No.
I imagine I sound very comforting and helpful.
I built my entire identity out of my own will to survive. There are things that I overcame just because I fought so hard and I tried to impart that strength on others. I gave every bit of myself to my people. My whole life, every second from the minute I was born until now, that is all I've done. And not only do I have one of my own people, someone who I viewed as a son, turn me into nothing more than an elderly, worthless fool who tortures me with the cries of my own people. Now I have to have someone come and tell me that I lived wrong, that my way isn't right, that I have to have talked down to me. I will not accept this. You will stand down, or I will show my strength.
Please, please, we don't need it to come to that. What you have done is what you have done, and that's okay. Lingua will forgive you. But what you must do now...
I spit on your forgiveness.
Oh! This isn't the first time I've heard that. Soon you'll see.
Listen... I start so many D&D characters. Listen. I have a lot of anger right now. I believe that anger is justified. I can tell that you at least think your intentions are good. But please, no more talking about how to live. No more chasing after petty ideals. I have a problem that needs solved. That is, in many ways, my responsibility. I will talk to you about how to solve that problem, but I am not interested in much else.
Of course, my problem is your problem as well. We must stop Tataka, an incredibly powerful being. And I think, Doros, you can help us somehow.
What do you think my role is?
I don't know. I do think that perhaps you could talk to him for at least a second. He seems to value you, even if it's for revenge and he wants to cause you pain. He does think of you. You still have an effect on Tataka, even in his godlike powers.
You do bring up a relevant point, holy man. Tataka, as I'm sure you've seen, is somebody that tries to outthink everyone. He believes he's smarter than everyone because he usually is. And that intelligence gives him a calm demeanor. But the things I've done to Tataka, I think I break through that facade a little bit.
Well, we can't necessarily throw him into a creature pit now, can we?
We can't throw him in a creature pit, but just the mere sight of me and my own words would be enough to rile him up.
Yes.
It's a cheap distraction, but it is a distraction against someone so powerful.
Come with us. Come with us.
Oh, you wouldn't stop me from coming with you. I am determined.
Oh, great.
Recruit a friend.
Doros, I should explain what happens. Many of us need to take a long rest because we just battled four Death Knights who we regrettably did have to dispatch.
Why'd you say that? I would do the same.
Okay,
cool. As I said, surviving is what is most important. You need to rest. I feel a bit ashamed asking this, but I've already brought so much shame upon myself, and I can only do so much. While you are resting, now that I have the capacity to move, I would like to bury what I can of my people. And while you are resting, I will begin to make shallow graves. When you wake up, if you could help me, just because of my feeble state...
Of course, yes.
It will take a long time, and I don't think that's time that we have.
One last question before I fall asleep. I heard a horrible creature not too long ago. Could he possibly attack our camp here?
At any moment.
Oh. Maybe I shall stay awake until someone else wakes up.
I keep watch when I'm trancing too, though.
Okay.
How long do you need to rest for?
I need to sleep for at least 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yes.
That is offensive.
It is what I demand. I have a big, strong body.
Here we consider 4 hours a great luxury. You. Oh, it is not your fault, but you have... You have privileges that you cannot even understand.
Doros, I will not have my strength mocked by you. I will stay awake and I will help you dig graves. And if that creature
You have
does,
my thanks.
Okay, all right.
Just give me tired working.
Yeah, so I'm going to dig graves with Doros.
Okay, so Pomper, you are resurrecting Kata, right?
Yeah.
So let's say...
It takes an hour.
For the sake of convenience, Doros and Villian are talking for quite a long time. And let's say that they're going out to dig graves. Let's say they get started. We can go to that later. But as they're digging graves, you successfully resurrect Kata.
Don't let them talk to Doros.
You okay?
I can't see. So much pain. Pomper!
Take it slow.
Pomper, it Is that you?
It's me. Oh. You're safe for now.
Pomper. And tears start streaming down his face.
What's wrong?
I explain best can. In battle, in last couple battles, I get close to Lingua. He tell me I should stay with him. Coming back.
Doros was right.
Not, coming back, not right. Pomper, am I unholy?
There's more than one authority out there.
Oh, no.
No, you pagan.
Wait.
Villian can't hear, right?
Yeah. How dare you?
He's human. He's asleep. No, Villian went to go dig graves.
We'll say he can't hear the conversation. He's digging graves.
You being under the influence of the play.
I toss him in my sleep.
So Kata says to you, Pomper, more authority? You mean their other Lingua? I thought the whole point was one great god.
Why, Uber?
Lingua seems great.
But let me tell you about Sprint.
But there are forces that not even Villian and Zemnar can comprehend. Therese and I have seen unimaginable things.
He starts crying a little bit harder, and you can hear some sobbing in his voice, and he goes, But Pomper, Lingua was only thing give me purpose. You say it not so strong?
Lingua is very strong, very powerful. Just another cog in the wheel. Is that right, Ian?
Oh, yeah. Cog in the machine.
Cog in the machine.
Cog in the wheel.
This is another cog in the machine.
Spoke in the wheel.
I guess bikes have cogs, right?
Yeah.
I think cog in the machine might be a hard, another link hard in the saying chain. Another, for Kata to understand.
Just another link in the chain.
Another thread.
That's happens. Link in the chain.
Of light. Would work.
Yeah. Pomper. How do I say this? Faith crisis.
Faith crisis.
Oh. Episode 12.
Yeah. How do I say this?
Kata, look, Lingua is new to me too, and I enjoy following Lingua. I like Lingua. It's just there's a lot that we can't and don't understand. But we can use Lingua's guidance in addition to each other's to carry on and make things right.
Why keep bringing back? Oh.
Maybe for my own selfish reasons.
What reasons?
Can't live without my friends, Kata.
Kata seems slightly calmed by that. He can tell that you're being honest. And his body kind of relaxes a little bit. He goes, Pomper, thanks, but need time to think, rest. Lot to think about.
Take your time. I'm gonna get some sleep. That took a lot out of me.
Yeah, you are feeling.
I got very, penalties very, galore with that res.
Very weak. Okay. Yeah. So you're going to go to sleep. Where are you going to sleep? What's the method here, just quickly?
You have some spare tents, right?
Yeah, there are plenty of tents.
But
you don't necessarily know what's in those.
We're all in this one tent right now?
You're outside of the tent, but you're near the tent where the plant was that is no longer a threat because you took care of it.
Okay. Zemnar, are you two asleep outside?
Yeah.
I'm just passed out on the floor.
Like passed out, and I just kind of like plopped down where I was.
Yeah.
We'll say Palvin and Moof are sleeping too.
The plants have worn off now, I guess, because
Palvin
got
tired.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, an hour, right, for the plant?
Yeah.
An hour. That's
correct. So they're worn off now, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Good How call. Close are Villiand and
Doros?
So
are they within earshot, I guess?
If you shout, they could definitely hear you. The way that I'm envisioning it is you kind of have this cluster of tents. Mm-hmm. To the right of that, discarded, is the Death Knight armor. So Doros is kind of going over to this area, kind of looking for specific things.
Got it. Yeah, I'll probably just sleep in that tent then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just Kata, like
in the corner.
Kata, just to let you know, is outside of the tent.
Cool.
Where you initially rest him. Okay, so Doros, you see that he is kind of looking around. Villian, there are no bodies around. There's no, like, Rakshasa corpses, so you're not exactly sure what you're going to bury. You're not exactly sure what Doros is going to do, I guess.
Sure. Are we digging multiple graves?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Villian will just follow his directions in this moment.
Okay.
Quick thing, Ben. Kata will have a -4 penalty to all attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks. That goes down by one each time he has a long rest.
So let's give him one. Let's give him one long rest.
Yeah, he is resting now. Yeah. Okay. That's true. It remains to be seen if it's a long rest or not. Yeah.
Sure.
So it's -4
to
what?
Attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks.
Everything.
Yeah.
Then if he does complete the long rest, it would be -3.
Yeah.
For me, until I finish a long rest, I can't use spells, and I have disadvantage on attack rolls, ability checks, and saving throws.
Cool. Okay. So. All right.
That's why you were so honest.
Just a little dazed.
Yeah.
A little dazed.
Doros
can't
kind of
without my friends.
goes into the different tents, and he picks up a variety of things. So be flexible with me here. So he'll pick up, like, he'll see, like, a bone necklace on the ground, and he'll pick that up. Or he'll see, like, what looks to be a walking staff, and he'll pick that up. And it just seems like he's grabbing all of these different things. And he's weak, so he's moving slowly, and he can't carry that much because he's weak, and so he's kind of handing off some of this stuff to you, Villian.
Okay.
Doros, are these the sort of totems that the Death Knights use?
It would be things just like this, yes. Fortunately for us, Tataka didn't need all of the meager personal belongings that they had. And I have no idea what that... I have no idea what Tataka did with their bodies. So, this is all I have to bury.
Should we save some for our party?
You're going to have a party? With what remains of my people?
No, as an adventurer... I have a certain lexicon. a party is the group of us. We are simply a party, as in a group of have venturers with a single goal.
What are you proposing you do with these things?
I assume they are parts of how we get to Tataka. You said the Death Knights each needed one themselves.
Yes, but it seems. That is a smart idea, but these belongings that I'm picking up, they are not enchanted. We would have to search the armor, I think specifically to get the ones that Tataka has touched.
I understand. I shall continue digging graves for these items.
Villiand, I understand that you are confused as I am, but I will only say this once. You mention desecration of my people one more time, and I will not hesitate to strike you down.
I understand. It shall never come to this.
Your patience is noted.
It comes from Lingua.
We're testing it a little bit.
Okay, okay. I will dig.
Okay, so he kind of goes, gathers a bunch of stuff, again, for the sake of time, gathers a bunch of stuff. Again, because he's weak, let's say that this takes 4 hours, so total since we started resting.
Full blast, baby.
Yeah, so Therese is back up.
You know what's funny is I have no doubt that this guy could strike Villian down despite his weakness.
Just like, chop.
Yeah.
Snap his fingers.
The way that I would describe Doros is, like, even in his weakened state, he's somebody that, like, wouldn't stop until he was completely dead, right? Like,
yeah.
He's just gotten so used to pain.
Yeah.
That would obviously give him an advantage.
And I also think he's got good technique.
Yeah. He is definitely
old technique.
Yeah.
An old master type character, for sure.
The Hokage of the Sand.
Therese walks over. After casting Foresight on herself again.
Oh. you could hold off on that.
It's 8 hours.
Okay.
okay. Oh, I guess, no, I wouldn't do it because they have to rest still. So, yeah, I would wait. Therese comes over and kind of watches you dig for a little while. And I just go, what in all the hells are you doing?
Villiand, if you could tell whatever that woman is, to keep herself and her filthy magic away from this little bit of peace I'm trying to dig up here, I would appreciate it.
Doros, her magic is filthy, yes, but you shall respect her as a woman.
I will respect her if she respects me. Keep distance, please.
Therese, you have to understand, we are making graves.
All right.
For the dead.
But, I mean, I overheard the first part of your conversation before you moved over here. We need items, right, to go find Tataka?
These are not enchanted. We will have to loot all those Death Knight bodies over there for actually enchanted totems.
She lifts up the locket that has the picture of Tataka and Doros in it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, I've got this one. It's got Tataka and you in it.
What?
Don't come close to the graves. I will come to you.
All right.
Doros hobbles over. Wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. I gave this to Tataka. It was a moment of me trying to be sentimental. But what could this mean? He uses personal things to bind souls to these creatures. Does that mean he's playing with my soul somewhere? Am I just a wandering husk? He kneels on the ground and, like, puts his hands on his head. He's very confused.
Doros,
in immense pain.
Doros, I know something of husks. you don't strike me as a husk. They're usually less opinionated.
You have a soul, Doros. You are alive.
What it could mean is that he cares about you. And that's why you're great bait.
This was our theory, Therese.
Yeah, this is why you're going to be good leverage for us against Tataka.
We should not use the word bait. He is part of our party.
Right, you're in our party now.
So, you and your infernal, filthy magic.
He's right, Therese. He's right about this.
It's fine.
Doros is just a rough dude. He says to you, you're telling me that after everything I've done, there might be a chance that Tataka still cares about me or did ever care about me?
People are foolish.
What gives you the authority to say this?
I don't know. Nothing. Observations? Observational skills?
Then I ask you not toy with my broken heart. It was a little melodramatic. Trying my best here.
I thought he was melodramatic, though.
He's a...
Doro, sometimes family members can do bad things. Horrible things.
Do you have experience with this holy man?
Yeah, I'm still unsure about my father, whether that was truly my father or not.
I think it might have been.
But if it was, I forgive him. As Luengu would want me to. But still, despite that, I love him still. Love can exist beyond pain.
You know, that is the first time I've given anything that even resembled laughter for as long as I can remember. Do you know why I laugh? Why I chuckle to myself, holy man?
I don't, did Reese do something I missed?
I, Doros, have never forgiven anyone in all my years in this place.
This is why you are so sad.
It might be part of the reason,
Forgiveness makes you stronger.
Plus, Doros, that'd be the last thing Tataka would see coming.
She makes a fair point.
Then I will go to Tataka, and no matter what happens to me, I will try to forgive him. I'm not there yet, but...
Doros, before you can forgive Tataka, you must forgive yourself.
The clouds part.
Yeah, he puts an hand on Doros' shoulder.
It's okay.
Villian, I am... irredeemable.
You are not. No one is.
Can we... please, this is enough emotion for one day. Can we finish...
certainly.
Digging the graves.
I will continue digging, yes.
We will figure out a way to get to Tataka.
Villian keeps digging.
Your...
with a smile.
Your magic is not... is not welcome here amongst my people, but perhaps, Therese, you could go deal with those death knights. Maybe find some clue how to get out of here.
Sure. I go over and start rifling through the corpses.
All right, so Doros and Villian continue to dig in silence.
Mm-hmm.
What is... Palvin doing this whole time?
He's been sleeping with Moof.
Okay.
He and Moof have been chilling.
I knew it.
Yep.
Ooh.
got him.
Kyle, you can reject this if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But Palvin and Moof are kind of like sleeping right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so exhausted from the fight that like Moof just kind of puts his arm around Palvin.
Excellent. Yep. We'll see how that works when they wake up.
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
okay, so Therese, you go over to the pile of death knights.
Yeah.
Okay. And the armor is in pieces. So there's like a helmet and a chest piece and all of that stuff. And it just seems kind of sloppily thrown on the ground.
I'll kind of pick through it. At first using my dagger so I don't touch it, but then if after a while, if it seems safe, I'll start using my hands.
Okay. Can I have you make an investigation check, please?
Yar.
Yar.
Ooh. That's a 4.
Okay.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute.
I'm digging for 4 more hours.
So you are kind of picking at the armor with your dagger, which is a smart idea. But despite your best efforts, it just looks like normal armor. You don't see anything special about it, and it doesn't look like it's offering any clues.
I guess I would just keep looking, because I remember finding the locket on the other one. So I start looking more specifically, like in the chest pieces with my hands, for items like that, like personal items.
Okay, so let's say like you pick up a chest piece. How do you look for it?
I guess she would hold it in the front and shake it around to see if she can hear anything rattling, you know, first.
So you give it a shake, and you don't hear anything rattling, but you actually look inside, and something catches your eye. There's a small, almost like bird-like skull burned into the center of the chest piece, but it's burned in from the inside. Whoa. So it's like it's fused into it, and you can't tell from the outside, but it seems to be part of it. The armor is kind of melted around it.
I'll cast Dancing Lights around myself, just little orbs of light as a cantrip.
Yeah.
And I'll have it go inside the chest piece, and I'll look closer at the bird, and then I would pick up another chest piece and compare to see if there was another skull or item fused in that one too.
Yeah. So there is another thing kind of burned in the almost exact same spot, but it's not a like bird skull this time. It's like a string necklace made up of small bones strung together that is burned in the center. So it seems like kind of same idea, two different items.
I try to take my dagger and get the necklace off, see if that's doable.
So you poke at it, and the frustrating thing is whatever is binding it to the armor seems to have reinforced the item itself.
Okay.
Like, the bone itself doesn't seem that strong and could easily crumble to, like, reasonable strength. But whatever magic is fusing it in place has kind of reinforced it.
Okay. Therese, like, stands up and goes, huh. And then she counts on her hands. She's like, okay, me, Pomper, Villiand, Kata, Zemnar, Palvin, Moof.
Interrupting your calculations, the chess piece that had the small, like, bird skull in it, because you're not holding on to that one anymore, it all of a sudden, like, the entire pile kind of is irradiating this soft blue light, and the chess piece kind of floats up into the air, and other pieces of armor kind of form around it to make it like a complete person, and it just kind of goes into the sky and then fades out.
Whoa. Well, I guess that proves that theory. So I grab 7 chest pieces. 7, right? Is that all of us? Am I forgetting anyone?
I think you counted right.
I guess 8 if Doros needs one.
Well, we're taking Doros for sure.
Going for safety.
I grab 8, or if I can't carry, probably can't carry 8 at a time. I, like, start forming a pile of 8 chest pieces, and I kind of throw one down, and then I say to Villian, I'm like, well, I just saw one set of armor get lifted off. They all have personal items fused inside.
Therese Soros has asked that we do not speak during this grave digging.
I forgot. You tedious people.
Excuse me, Doros. Excuse me for 1 second. What were you saying?
They all have items fused inside the chest pieces. I got 8. There are 8 of us.
So you're saying we could get there just simply by wearing the chest piece?
I just saw one whole set of armor kind of come together and lift off. So, you know, it seems random. I don't know, but maybe.
Okay. It's as good as we have, Therese. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue digging graves now.
Right. I'll go check on Pomper.
Please. He looked very worn out the last I saw him.
He's a tired little guy.
I worry for him.
Yeah, me too.
Again, for the sake of convenience, let's say we get to that 8-hour mark.
Get off of me, Moof! Get off of me!
It'll be 9.
How did you get there, kid? What are you doing?
If we're getting specific, because it took me an hour to res, but they went to sleep.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pomper and Kata are still asleep for another hour.
Yeah.
Sure, we can have you and Kata be asleep for another hour, but like Moof and Palvin
and Zemnar.
And Zemnar wake
up. That can be their relationship name.
Poof.
Poof.
Hashtag poof.
How, oh, no.
Poof. All about it.
I think Palvin was trying to use me as a blanket. It must have been cold.
I think you were trying to steal my chest plate.
It's too big, Palvin.
Palvin, I'm going to let you know something. I am not a man of high class, but I would never steal something that smells that bad.
Yeah, right. You have no armor at all, you naked creature.
Hey, kid. A little bit of advice. You going to make it out there in the world? You need some better things to spit back at somebody. Real weak.
Look, you two, we're all going to have new Death Knight chess pieces in a second. We have to wear them to get maybe teleported out of here, but we have no control over it.
Villiant! Could you tell your friends or whatever you call them to keep it down?
Therese, please.
Are you still digging those graves?
We have many graves to dig, Therese. Please do not question this.
Or do you need help? I can help.
Please, Zemnar, yes.
Feeling rested.
Does this Zemnar also use infernal magic?
No. Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Only Lingua magic.
Well, if I've let Villian dig, I suppose I might as well let you dig as well.
All right.
I just grab a shovel or whatever.
There are no shovels, but yeah.
Are we doing it with our hands?
No.
Who are we digging
ground,
with?
Just to try to like make this somewhat plausible, the ground is pretty hard, and so using your hands would not be efficient. He did mention to you guys last episode that like his people use crude weapons, so you have like some tools that are not great but are going to be better than using your bare hands.
Some cool claws.
I'll just use my hammer to smash the ground.
Yeah,
and break it apart.
That's fine too.
We got like a bro process.
Yeah.
And then I'll use my shield to take up the crushed rocks.
So another hour passes.
Mm-hmm.
Pomper wakes up. Kata wakes up. The grave digging has finally been completed. And Doros and Zemnar and Villian come back over. And he goes, "All right, magic user. Tell us what your grand plan is. What did you discover at the pile?"
"Well, all the chess pieces have items in them. I've seen one of them get lifted off, presumably by Tzhaka. The upside is we theoretically know that this works. The downsides are we don't know if it would take us with it. We have no control over which pieces of armor are taken and when. So it could be random. But it's a starting point.
This is a vague and terrible idea. We don this armor that we don't understand and watch it do things to our bodies that we can't comprehend.
I just thought of something that might help. We could destroy all the remaining armor so that the only ones with personal items remaining are the ones we have. That would increase our chances of us being taken instead of random pieces."
"It's wonderful logic."
That is sound.
So then we would have to determine the order in which we shall approach Tzhaka. Do we do strongest first, or?
Well, I guess we don't have. I mean, we might have a second once we see it glowed for a minute, for a few seconds before lifting off. So perhaps we could wait to see which ones are leaving and try to grab it.
I propose that I go first. Seeing me in this state would certainly cause a reaction. It might throw Tzhaka off guard.
And perhaps he would summon even more.
That's a good,
upon seeing a threat.
That's a good thought, but also, I mean, we'd kind of be giving up our only, you know, bargaining chip, so to speak, Doros, you know? Like, perhaps one of us or two of us goes through first, does a little blustering, gets to Taka's, you know, blood boiling, and then you show up.
Who is the best blusterer among you?
It depends on the kind of blustering.
Well, it's got to be Villian, right?
For the religious stuff, yeah.
I'm no blusterer.
Let's both go.
I'm the blusterer!
Let's send Palvin.
We cannot send Palvin. We cannot.
Maybe he's ready. I don't know.
I also do fear leaving Palvin here with horrible creatures who might slay him.
Well, let's bring him with us.
Hey, I told you I wouldn't. Are you kidding? This kid can't have even summon a decent comeback. You want him to go bluster a god?
Shut up, you naked creature.
He's just a young squire. Give him some time.
Look, hopefully he'll summon more pieces than one, and several of us can go, but we should decide which person should go first if only one goes. I agree. And Villiant, or myself, I guess, would be my choice.
You notice that three more pieces of armor kind of do the float up and disappear thing?
Oh, no.
Of the ones I picked out or of the pile?
You can't tell. Just from the pile, three go and disappear. I separated eight of them out.
Yeah.
You did. None of those disappeared.
Okay.
To let you know.
And it goes too fast for us to like jump in and like do
it. Warped.
Not necessarily.
Three are going. Zendnar, Villiant, me, go.
Villiant will try to run into one of the chest plates.
I'm going to.
Yeah. The rest of you, if any, go jump in.
Kata, protect Palvin with your life.
Will Kata follow this order?
Oh, no.
Will they teleport successfully? Find out next time on Tabletop Escapades.